Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship here at Faith. It's good that you could be with us, and on behalf of all of our people that were on the cruise, it's good to be back. It's not going to be long, and we're going to be releasing details about our next one. You've got to see this. Once it rolls around, we've got to wait for a couple more weeks. We're going to be waiting for the right time to get that released because we're only going to have a small window. We can kind of start that process. So, but we'll have more on that in the weeks to come. But enjoyable cruise for most of us, and just grateful. It was a wonderful group experience for everybody. When you get the cruise along with the church and we get to build in devotions and stuff like that, we get to have our supper together. Really is quite a time. It really is. Highly recommended for all of God's people. I have been asked to announce, ordinarily this would not be a script order week, but if we get enough orders, because we've got a couple people that were interested in it, because next week is a fifth Sunday, so there weren't supposed to be any orders for this week or next, but we get enough orders, especially since most of our cruise participants would not have taken the chance to put in a script order. If you'd like to put in a script order today, we get enough orders. We'll get that order in this week because now it will still be another 2 weeks before we put in another script order. So we might just try to get that done today. Just a reminder to everybody, just as soon as we're done with worship, we can get things comfortably transitioned. It's not like we're going to go racing right after the benediction, but our congregational assembly, we only have two a year, is going to be next door at the CLC. Hopefully we'll get everything rolling by about 12:30. So just keep that in mind as things, because we know that most of the God's people that come here, they come to late church, they go straight to that, and we get to the point where lunch or brunch or whatever is going to be a little late, but we'll do the best we can with that. We are having election of officers with that. We've also got a reminder of our Lenten service series that is continuing. This coming week, we've got the Faith Fitness Partners that are going to be doing a baked potato bar and some other things. And but next week is the week of the cook-off. Now, of course, we're going to be looking for some baked goods, some desserts and stuff, but most of all, mac and cheese. Now, I thought there was a sign-up sheet, and I found out this morning that there wasn't one, but there is one now. We need people to sign up for that. And look, this is something where even if you want to, find a cookbook that you've had for years and find a great recipe out of that and give it a shot, we're just having some fun. It just adds a special little element to one of our Lenten dinners that we have because it is kind of a long Lenten season. Then a reminder that the week after that, the final Lenten dinner will also serve as our I Believe Night. We only have one confirmation student this year, so we're going to build an I Believe Night into that final dinner. It's going to be an Italian night. We are still going to have worship that night, an abbreviated version of our final one, but we're also going to be hearing, I believe, from confirmation student Aiden Thompson. And so we're looking forward to that, and that will, because it is so close. He gets confirmed exactly 1 week after Easter, and as the last Lenten dinner approaches Easter very quickly, so it works out very, very well. I have an announcement here. I'm just going to read it as it's been given to me. Willing workers are seeking used sheets for quilt backs. Let me repeat that. Our, quote, willing workers are seeking used sheets for quilt backs. If you can help, just let us know here at the church that you've got some sheets that could be used for that purpose. So we want to remember a couple of people in our prayers. Denise Heckman just had some difficulty while she was on the boat. She's going to be under doctor's care here for a while. One of our secretaries, Sandy Moyer, is going to be having surgery late this coming week. We want to remember her in our prayers. And then I got a call from Misty Weiss that she's got a cousin in Browndale, Texas, who was just last week was diagnosed with cancer, and she was granted everlasting life this past Friday. Sometimes it works that way, but we do want to keep that family in our prayers as we go through today. As you are able, please stand. We begin by calling to mind our baptisms in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the Lord's Day, a Sunday in Lent, but not part of it, a little Easter, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Almighty God, you take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Therefore, we turn to you, Father, in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we confess that we are by nature sinful. We have failed to love you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have considered ourselves better than others. We have expected you to bless us in all things. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, forgive us. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, cleanse our hearts and minds that we might walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Christ Jesus, true man and true God, was obedient to his Father in all things and in our place. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising opened eternal life to all who call on him for forgiveness. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God strengthen you in your Lenten journey toward the joys of Easter. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray this prayer together. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Readings from Holy Scripture are appointed for the third Sunday in Lent. The Old Testament lesson is found in Ezekiel chapter 33. The prophet serves as a watchman for the house of Israel. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus have you said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him when he transgresses. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it when he turns from his wickedness. And the righteous will be able to live by his righteousness when he sins. Though I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, Yet if he trusts in his righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered. But in his injustice he has done, he shall die. Again, though I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, yet if he turns from his sin and does what is just and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has taken by robbery, and walks in the statutes of life, not doing injustice, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is just and right. He shall surely live. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by them. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Our faithful God provides the way of escape to help us endure our trials and temptations. St. Paul writes, I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test as some of them did and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble as some of them did and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted above your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets. Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told them this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We confess our Christian faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear these words again from St. Paul. I want you to know that our fathers were all under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, these things took place as examples for us. Dear friends, there are Sundays like this, especially during the Lenten season, when it seems like we have to focus so hard on the things that bring about repentance, contrition, that it leaves a person wondering, where is the gospel? And so right off the bat, I want to remind everybody that whenever we walk into church, we are confronted not with our sins, not with our sorrows, not with our weaknesses, but with the gospel standing right before us and reminding us of what this is all about. A Savior that gave up his life for us. And we need reminders like that as we find ourselves going through a life that brings with it so much sorrow and so much of it that is self-afflicted. It seems as though we spend too much of our lives concocting our own poisons. It's bad enough that the world that we live in is filled with all kinds of poisons for small children. Yeah, especially even though we've gotten much better at protecting those kinds of things now, those interesting little containers that it looks innocent enough, but the stuff that's in it is extremely poisonous. Animals that by just their appearance may look absolutely beautiful, but whether it's a poisonous snake, a stinging bee, or whatever the case might be, proves itself to be anything but. And my friends, if ever there should have been a group of people that understood that this was something, the lures of this life that they should never have followed, it should have been the children of Israel. What more could God have done to have shown them the path that led them first out of the land of bondage, and then once they left, some of the greatest things yet in which God proved his strength and his might over the Egyptians. And then they go out into the desert. And although it was a desert, when they needed water, there was water. When they needed meat, there was meat. And when they needed the law of God written into more than just the hearts, it was there on two tablets of stone. That said, as it said, they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. But forget them for a moment. Because everything I just said is just as true for us. Friends, if ever there was a group of people that should be impressed with what God has done, it is us. Okay, we've got all that history of what God was capable of doing to the children of Israel. We've also got the cross. God doing what we could not have possibly done for ourselves. Again, what more could God have done besides virtually and daily showing us that he defends us against all danger, guards and protects us from all evil, provides whatever it is that he needs to provide, and still it isn't good enough? Look at the kinds of things that the children of Israel suffered from that we still struggle with today. Now, the first thing that was mentioned is bluntly the heart of everything that we do and everything they did. It's idolatry. No matter what the sin actually is, at the root of it is idolatry, where we have set up a rival God. We have decided that whether it's something that we actually would label a God, or we never label that God, but bluntly, it has taken the place of the one true God, so it is. The children of Israel struggled with that. And so do we. And then it talks about some of the other things. Sexual immorality. Putting Christ to the test. And let's face it, all of the things that we do, besides being idolatry, is putting Christ to the test. Excuse me, but I want to focus on the next thing that they said. Because we have a world and a society and a mindset today that seems to enjoy grumbling more than at any other time. The children of Israel had no reason to grumble, and yet, it would talk about them sometimes as the rabble amongst them, would always try to find something negative. No matter what it is that God did, they would find something negative about it. I can only imagine some of the stuff that they were saying. Let's say maybe that they're out in the wilderness and yeah, they're starting to get thirsty and they need water. Well, yeah, but if they start a gusher right off of the side with all these people that are here, by the time it gets to me, I'm going to be dead 2 days. The negativity that puts into doubt what God is capable of doing, and that has changed today. We have met people that it seems like the only satisfaction they get in life is that they can find something to complain about, something to grumble against, something that just says whatever it is. When somebody says white, they automatically say black. Friends, somehow, God always has a way of providing. Not always at our time, not always in our way. But God knows what we need. And when the children of Israel needed water, they got it. When they needed meat, they got it. But when we start down a path like that, we start concocting for ourselves a batch of poison that, as we saw in the book of the, as Ezekiel was being warned by God, can lead to some things that we don't want. God, who sent his son into the world to save us from our sins, certainly doesn't want. But it can happen. And I'll use this as an example. I want you to imagine a building, a hospital maybe, a research facility maybe, where somebody donates millions of dollars to have a new wing built or a new, you know, research lab or something like that. And who knows how many lives are going to be saved through that addition. And who knows, maybe that addition's even going to bear that person's name. But if that person turns away from God, that building and all of its goods will benefit them nothing. And I mean nothing on the last day. Meanwhile, somebody who has spent their life walking away from God but finally understands, I can't be doing this anymore. They get down on their face and they say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And for them, who would never build additions, who would never make donations, that would be able to put up wings that could save lives or whatever the case might be, those people are going to find eternity. If it all seems unjust, well, no, it isn't. Because God wants the ultimate trust that each one of us have in him. Because when we look to him, what we see is a loving God that sent his son. But now we're dealing with a very different world today. We've had to deal with a world 10,000 different ways that always has rival gods. But the whole idea that we have a society that more and more doesn't even understand the concept of a god. Oh, yes, they have other gods. But since they really don't, they've never spent much time taking God seriously, they don't even know who or what God is. And those people even claim to be intimidated by the sight of a cross. Okay, we have a job to do. We have to be like the prophet Ezekiel. We have to have the boldness to go and tell people who God is and what God has done and what God's greatest act for them was and is, just like it is for us. Because once that's understood, make that, even if that cross is simply a symbol, make it as big as you want to. Triple its size. Let people see ours is a ministry of Christ crucified and risen for you. So in the midst of that, dear friends, we have Jesus, who has reminded us that ours must be lives, that as long as we live in this world, ours must be lives of repentance. Bad, tragic, horrible things are going to happen and are going to continue to happen each and every day. Things that, some of which we'll never even know, some of which get way into our lives, some of which change our lives forever. But Jesus' comments are the same. Do you think that this means that certain people who have been affected by such things are worse sinners? No, that's not the way it works. But as God is looking for all of us, as he places the Spirit into our heart, that Spirit reminds us of what we need to do. And so we do so. Gladly, willingly, joyfully, turning back from our ways and turning to a Savior. Wherever we go, my friends, We have the gospel message with us. So when we come into church, no matter what the theme for a given week might be, the gospel has already been proclaimed. Because Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, has already taken place. That work of salvation has been done for you and for everyone. And from there, we go forth. We go forth in lives in which we have received a far better baptism than any of the children of Israel ever did, because our baptism was into the triune God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. A baptism that unites us forever with God. A baptism that reminds us each and every day of the blessings that God shares. That is stronger than any poison. That is stronger than any false god. And my friends, by the strength of that, may we follow ourselves into that spiritual rock each and every day, who is Jesus Christ, today's gospel. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds forever through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, let's receive our offering. God of mercy, compassion, full of love, before the worlds were framed, before we poisoned your handiwork with our selfishness and stubbornness and pride, your way of love and caring and tenderness was set. We marvel that you are a God who gives and forgives. Not because of, but in spite of what we are. If there were something worthy in us, even some remote promise that we might be able to improve, perhaps someone good and gracious might then be moved to send something that would be helpful for us. Yet, in the face of our total hopelessness and depravity, while we were yet sinners, with finality of death about us, even then you gave us all of your best, your Son, to rescue us. May we always remember that as we look to him who truly gives us, but week to week, the gospel, the good news. Let us pray to the Lord. And now, gracious God, we seek to be in harmony with you. Your free gift, freely given, has taken us out of death for life as your children. We know no way by which to measure your love and compassion, though we can give and give back, but faint and distant, tiny reflections of what you have given us, we still ask that you would send us your Holy Spirit, that you would give to us the strength to overcome the poisons and temptations and lures and grumblings of this world. Be with us, O Lord, as we look to you for all things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The world demands many things. The nations exact an eye for an eye. The world asks payment in advance for kindness and services that often are never rendered. And yet, we have a better way. The ways of goodness and mercy, forgiveness and kindness and compassion that must find their source in what is in our hearts and not in the merits of those who would try to trust in their own goodness. But may we always look to you, you who gave your Son, by whose suffering and death has shattered our sins which keep us from you. And so, be with us, O Lord. Help us to always remember the blessings that you have given for us, and that you keep from us things which are not right, and help us to serve you in all that we do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all of those who are in any need of body, soul, heart, and mind, be with them, O Lord. We pray on behalf of the family of Nikki Stovall from Brownwood, Texas. We pray on behalf of Sandy Moyer, who is facing surgery this week, on behalf of Denise Heckman, who was injured in our just recently completed cruise on behalf of all of God's people that seem to be continually going through various trials, troubles. We now lift up before you someone in our own life that is in need of the help and comfort and strength that comes only from you, that we now name before you in a moment of silence. Bless, strengthen, and be with them at all times, dear Lord, as the only source by which they can find both life and eternity. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you've shown your mercy to us and with your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should have eternal life. We give you thanks that on Calvary you have spared not your only Son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. So as we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us to trust your promise now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We pray this in his blessed, almighty name. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Lord, you sanctify and guide us in all truth to know you as our Savior, Jesus Christ, along with the Father whom you have made known, as we are knit and joined together in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. At the bottom of page 7 in our service folders is our closing unison collect, or it is also up on the screen. Please stand as we pray together. O God, who seeks not the death of sinners, but that we might turn and live, open our eyes today to see our need for forgiveness. Move our hearts now to repent, and direct our feet always to walk in your paths. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Go out into the world in peace, have courage, hold to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint heart, support the weak. Help the suffering, honor all people. Love and serve the Lord. Rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, and may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you.
Amen.
Friends, one quick announcement before we commence over with our voters meeting. This is the time of year, I understand, where we're going to start to say goodbye to a lot of our seasonal people. If you have not left us your email address before you leave, please do so we can remain in communication with you throughout the summer. We hope to see you for our assembly in our Christian Life Center. It'll probably be about 15 or 20 minutes, whatever time that we need. But thank you for joining us today. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks.